The Crucifixion. In the time when Jesus lived, criminals were often punished by being crucified. It was a horrible and humiliating way to die. The criminal was nailed to a cross and died a slow death as they struggled to breathe. Even though Jesus was perfect and never did wrong, he was convicted as a criminal and was sentenced to die. We know this all happened because only someone perfect could pay the penalty for our sins. Above his head, they placed the written charge against him. "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Two rebels were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. And those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, "You who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. Come down from the cross if you are the Son of God." From noon until 3 p.m, darkness came over all the land. And about 3 p.m, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. Scripture reference is Matthew chapter 27, verses 37 to 52. Please proceed to the next stop.